Welcome to the Center for Stories podcast. The Center for Stories is a place where stories are told, shared, and kept. In Bright Lights No City, LGBTQIA+ youth share their stories of growing up in country WA. This project was made possible with funding from Community Arts Network. The following story is by Jordan Fletcher, who worked with Sasonke Misamung, our oral storytelling trainer, to craft his story in oral form. Here's Jordan.
We all have some relationship with self-esteem. For me, I've always valued myself off others' approval, which made it really easy growing up hating parts of myself. I am a finance and economics student, and I have bipolar and borderline personality disorder. And growing up, I was in total denial I was gay, because I was really conflicted about my right to be happy. I felt if other people treated me terribly, that was valid, or I had to prove myself otherwise deserving of it. So my relationship with other kids growing up, particularly in high school, was really hit or miss. A lot of them gravitated towards me because I was funny sometimes, but they also rejected me because I was too flamboyant. At the time, it felt like it's because you're too feminine or you're too flamboyant, but it may have been a combination of I'm also manic, but yeah, so at the time, it was very personal and very like a fundamental rejection of myself. And so I walked around moody and depressed, and I never really got on with anyone in high school, except that really the teachers, because I was a good kid in class, and like I felt like they knew who I was. But yeah, so my only really refuge from high school was police rangers, which is like scouts. The instructor particularly I felt I had a good relationship with because she was really pragmatic. She was young, like straight out of uni. She'd been a teacher of mine in year eight and just really got stuff done, and I really admired her. And Rangers was a place for like the weirdos of school and things like that. And I felt kind of good because it was doing something I really liked, which was like bush survival. And yeah, so that's where my escape was in high school. In the early years. And my first kind of positive experience of being accepted, all my femininity and flamboyantness, was in year 10 at the end of the year. There was this award ceremony that the year 11s would do a production in, and the lead was off sick or whatever. And they'd asked me to step in, and I was like, sure, why not? And it was this like ridiculous like play within a play. It was Shakespeare. Or the whole cast was men and we were all like playing women and these ridiculous characters. And like the whole auditorium was laughing, and it was just so liberating to be told by people in the streets and like my boss at work, like how great it was. And I was like, wow, I can really channel all this energy I have into drama and be accepted for it. And then, yeah, so I went into year 11 being like, this is where you can express yourself. You know, maybe rejected in the halls, but that's fine. And then the new teacher who replaced the previous one was like the polar opposite. She was cold, distant, spoke in a monotone voice, like never acted anything out, and was really, I felt like she had a power complex because she started to like shame me in class. Like it was a big room we had, we did drama in, and she'd sit me in the corner while she taught the class in the other corner. And all the friends I had in there started to like treat me differently because obviously, you know, if you're being degraded in class, they don't want to hang out with you. And so I felt like this big sense of shame and like no self-worth. And so I was just angry all the time. And it really kind of set the stage for my later relationships because I didn't know how to interact in a positive way with the right people. Like I was always gravitated towards the people who treated me like crap because I wanted to be accepted. And I just wish I'd spent a lot of my high school years giving to the people who supported me. I had a really great music teacher and a really great media teacher, even my math teacher. Like, just anything would have been really a better move. But I suppose when you're in that position, you don't think about it like that. And probably the worst experience I had in drama was in year 12. I kind of reached the end of my tether with the teacher and everything. And one student said to me, we had like broken into smaller groups, and she said to me, like, one in four men are gay, so one of your brothers or you are gay or a combination of the above. the way she said it was so disgusted that I stood up for myself. I said, like, you don't know who I am. You don't know anything about my family. Like, take it down a notch. And she told me I was wasting my breath. And I kind of left there feeling angry and unresolved. But it was what it was. I'd had that encounter a fair few times. What I didn't anticipate was I got called into the deputy principal's office later and was told I was bullying and drama, which was just maybe, like, I was just so shocked at the time. The drama teacher had told that I had, like, picked on this girl, and I explained the situation and I was still told, like, you can't talk like that and all this. I hadn't sworn, or I was just mad. And I was more mad afterwards because she had heard what was being said about me and my family, and she let it go and then told on me, obviously. And I think after that time, I wrote one more journal entry, because in my class you had to write these diary entries as you went through learning a script and whatever, that the teacher would read. And I had written, like, you destroy my love for drama. I feel so soul crushed and alone. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, really poured my heart out in this journal entry. And again, I got sent to the principal's office, like, this is not how you communicate. Like, you're not meant to do this. I'd had, like, teacher-parent interviews and things like that, and met with the principal before, and, like, nothing happened. So I had kind of, like, left there feeling completely alone, and I'd later heard from all my previous teachers and stuff that she was bagging me out in the staff lounge, and I got back to my instructor at Rangers because she had taught there previously and still had friends there, and I was sort of, like, thrown aside by all my previous teachers and even my instructor, who I really respected, and so I just felt so misunderstood and vilified, that it was just, yeah, so such a detrimental experience at the time. So I left high school, or I graduated high school, I didn't leave, and I moved down to Perth for uni. But I was not in a good place. Like, I didn't have any friends. I didn't know how to make friends. I spent a lot of years kind of chasing after people who wouldn't approve of me. Well, not even not approve, like, they didn't put in any effort I went after people who treated me like shit, basically. I would put myself in really risky situations where bad things would happen to me. I would self-harm. I was an alcoholic. And when I did come out to my family and things, I was kind of at such a place where it didn't help at all. And even when my mum said, like, don't box yourself into being gay, I thought she meant, like, don't label yourself as this, kind of be open to women. But it was more like, you're so much more than this one facet of your, like, person, that it doesn't define you. But I just was not in a place where I was hearing that. And it took a long time, therapy and all that fun stuff, to really realize that I needed to be putting the energy into people and activities that fulfilled me, rather than trying to prove myself to people who didn't care. And I realized that you've got to spend your time loving the people who love you and not waste your time on the people who don't, because it's just exhausting and detrimental.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to find out more about the Centre for Stories or to make a donation, head to centreforstories.com.